Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Another illusion I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Little Chicago for you there, folks, from Washington, D.C. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 23 after the hour, and I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from the Grand Hyatt Hotel in downtown Washington, and it's great to be back in our nation's capital again, one of my favorite, actually, probably my favorite city in America, and it's a great city. It's a beautiful city. It's one of the prettiest cities in this country, I think, and especially for as far as it being a big city. And I'm excited about having Barbara Quant on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is Director of Public Affairs for Quality Environmental Professionals, which is the Midwest Region Small Business Champion chosen by the NFIB. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on you on being the Midwest Champion.
Yes, it was a wonderful surprise.
Heart of Midwest, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes.
Pretty cool place. Tell us about your company.
Well, Quality Environmental Professionals, or QEPI, is an environmental engineering firm, about 10 years old, woman-owned, 8A designation mm-hmm. by the SBA, and we're doing a lot of work these days in brownfields redevelopment.
Right. A lot of people don't know what a brownfield is.
That's
what
brownfields. They're those areas that you pass and you say, gee whiz, that used to be a gas station, used to be a factory. It's sitting there with weeds growing up, and it's ugly and nasty, and you're wondering why somebody isn't doing something about it. And generally, it's because it's become an orphan some way.
Right.
It's costly to clean it up, and we're looking for...
Would it be a Superfund site?
Some of them are Superfund sites. Some are not.
These are places where the plants, where plants over the last 50 or 60 years, they practiced the solution to pollution was dilution,
mm-hmm.
and so they put their toxins and all their waste out over the ground, and maybe they dug a pit and put it in an oil pond or something like that. That might be there. It could be a lot of different things.
And at the time, and sometimes it's stuff that made sense at the time. That one site that I was involved with was 30 years ago. It was PCB contamination.
Right.
They used
those
product for 3 months. It managed to get out into a drainage ditch, and those things stay there forever. And
PCBs have a half life of like 500 years.
and you know, these sites were talking about sometimes there are small businesses that went bankrupt,
like an automobile paint company,
you know,
or something like that.
Tell
us how dry cleaner can get in trouble.
Well, dry cleaners, the chemicals that they've used, the solvents, if they didn't properly dispose of them, or they stored them,
right.
or it ate through a barrel or whatever, there's, I mean, these sites, of course, dry cleaners have been around for many, many years, and these guys are really having a tough time.
Well, it's one of the reasons why when you buy a piece of property, you really need to know.
You need to call us.
Exactly. Or someone exactly like
well,
you.
Well, that's exactly what
right.
we do. We do those property evaluations
right.
that say, hey, you know, there's something there or you're fine.
Well, here's one of the reasons why I think people need to pay attention to that is because more and more banks are now requiring that you have an environmental evaluation before they'll loan the money.
Well, they ended up holding the
exactly
price tag.
They sure do. Even if they're not liable for it, they wind up holding the price tag. But the other thing is that's only started happening in the last few years that banks have required that. So don't presume that the property you bought has already been sort of checked.
Yes.
Maybe 20 years from now you can
yes.
do that. But
and in some cases, you might not be directly liable, but you're going to have a hard time developing that property
right.
if you haven't resolved those issues. And that's why when I talk about brownfields is an area that folks are beginning to start to work together and with municipalities, with the government, the state, the local areas, and along with the property owners to look for solutions that make sense for these properties.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and so how does someone, so you're hired by, your company's hired by people who are interested in these properties?
Yes.
Maybe, or maybe a municipality who wants to get something
yes.
cleaned up, right?
Yes, correct. Correct. They, if it's, it, maybe it's a plant that closed a few years ago, or maybe it's one that it's about ready to close, and they're looking for innovative solutions.
Right. Well, a lot of municipalities, the plant closed and the company moved away.
Yes.
And they got all this, they got, you know, 100 acres that used to be a GM plant or whatever it
or
might
more.
Be. And yeah, or more. And it's, and all of that property is not brownfield, but the backyard is, you know, the parts you can't, maybe can't see from the road is. And so they
yes.
need to reclaim that so they can use that property for something else.
Correct. Correct. And you have, and as we said, it could be the mom and pop gas station that went out of business and
right.
and was is sitting there.
That's the other thing. I've seen that quite a few times. But it does affect small businesses. It's not just big companies who've done this.
Yes, it's either it may affect them out directly or indirectly in that they worked with those plants. They supplied product to those plants,
right.
provided services. Those plants go away. Nothing gets put back in its
right.
place, and you know, the small business owner is affected by that.
But there also may be some opportunities in those properties because some of them might just need phase one
Indeed.
Cleanup. And we'll get you to talk about that.
All
and
right.
some other things with our new friend, Barbara Quant. She's Director of Public Affairs for Quality Environmental Professionals Incorporated, the Midwest winner, small business champion chosen by the SBA. She's from Indianapolis. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. We'll be right back.
And I'll be at your side.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today, and I know you've had as much fun as I have. Well, no, I think maybe I've had a little more fun than you have because I get to do this. I get to introduce you to all these cool people like Barbara Quant, who's Director of Public Affairs for Quality Environmental Professionals out of Indianapolis, Indiana, the Midwest Region Small Business Champion. Congratulations again to Barbara, to you and your company
Thank
for
you.
This great award.
Thank
and,
you, Jim.
And I'm proud of you guys. Why does a company like yours need a public affairs director?
Well, one of the things we were just talking about was the brownfields redevelopment, and a lot of our work is involved with the government and educating folks, and also when you have a cleanup of, we mentioned PCBs and,
right.
and lead and a drainage ditch, well, you need someone that's going to be able to talk with the public and explain the complicated issues.
Right.
I'm not technical myself. I know enough to be dangerous, but I have an ability to take some complex issues and then try and explain them,
right.
be able to explain them to the average folk.
Well, absolutely. And you deal in a very controversial thing.
Yes.
The things that you do are very controversial.
Yeah, and it's
emotional for the residents.
Yes.
For the locals.
Very much so. And
these things things that you deal with, that you remediate, of course, you're not the reason that they're there. You're actually the good guys. You're coming in to fix things. But that stuff gets into the groundwater. It's the stuff that movies are made of, right? Yep.
Correct. Well, Aaron Brockovich.
Right. Exactly.
For one, and I've been accused of being Aaron
well,
Brockovich on
well,
the other side.
I think you're actually a little prettier than Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, well, that's kind of what you do, though, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And it's telling people the truth about what's going on in their lives and how what's going to affect their property
right.
without frightening them mm-hmm. unnecessarily.
You know, I was talking as we went to the break about maybe getting an opportunity. There may be a piece of property that's lying fallow because someone thought that it was a brownfield, it had some kind of contamination. But there are different phases. I'm a little bit familiar with this. Is phase one, two, and three, maybe four for all I know. But I know that phase one is basically just going down about 3 feet and cleaning the dirt out and putting some dirt back and remediating it, doing the check of the, doing some core samples. And maybe you could pick a piece of property up for a song. You know, when you throw in the cost of remediation, the cost of the phase one, maybe get a good deal. What do you think?
Absolutely. The thing I would caution folks about is just know what you're getting.
But they got to hire somebody like you to get that.
Yes, correct.
Because you guys are certified, and there are companies like yours all over the country.
And it's not an expensive process. If you find that the property does not have significant contamination, and you know what you're getting, and you're going to be, say, cleaning up to industrial standards, or
right,
whatever,
right,
then that property can be quite good. I mean, people have picked them up for a song, as you said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there are those that have made the mistake of thinking that they were getting something for a song, and they did not do due diligence regarding the cleanups.
What's your website?
www.qepi.com.
QEPI.com. What do you hope to accomplish here this week? Are you going to do some lobbying?
Oh, you bet.
Who are you going to talk to, and what are you going to say?
Well, we're going to go see Richard Lugar, who is very much a friend to small business.
Senator Lugar is a great American.
And we're also going to be visiting with Senator Bayh.
Yeah. Who needs a little
office. He has.
We need to tune him up a little bit on small business.
He has not been supportive of the small business health plans.
Health plan, voted against that.
Correct.
What about the death tax? Did he vote for that or against it?
I
guess he's 0-2 on those two very important issues that's come up in the last 30 days.
That's right.
Very,
it's very important to us.
Yeah.
And particularly to our small business, we have 30 employees, and with the health care is a significant cost. You're hearing that from everybody.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. But as Senator Bayh, you're going to lay it on the table, right? We want you to vote for these things.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
And
we
Senator
want that
Lugar,
resurrected.
We're going to give him a high five, right?
You bet.
He's a supporter of small business owners.
Yes, he is.
And with all the small businesses, the millions of small businesses, we all need to be doing that, don't we?
Yes, we
do. Get a bit more involved. Thank you. Congratulations on the award. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
That you do.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Well, you too. And you guys are my heroes out there in Indianapolis and Heartland America. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
Barbara Quant, ladies and gentlemen, she's Director of Public Affairs for the Equality Environmental Professionals Incorporated. I'm going to be right back with Sharon Wolf Sussin. She is going to help me wrap this thing up, and we're going to continue to have more fun than the law allows right here in Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.